From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Nuke. In today's edition, we will present to you some segments beginning from the news and the news from across the country and other interesting info as well as Indonesian songs. And we will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. West Sumatra COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Jasman Rizal said in Padang on Saturday that the West Sumatra's government has informed that the vaccination rate in the region has increased from 21% to 52% of the area's total population. He said the West Sumatra's government will make adjustment, especially regarding tourist sites and face-to-face learning at schools, among others, during the Level 3 community activity restrictions later. Energy transition will be a topic of discussions during the Sherpas meetings of the G20, which will be the first activity to be held during Indonesia's G20 presidency. A green energy transition is crucial for many developing countries, including Indonesia, which has voiced its commitment to helping achieve the target of the Paris Agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emission. In fact, energy transition is one of the pilot projects that will be presented by Indonesia while hosting the G20 presidency, according to Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto recently. The 13th Asia-Europe meeting ASEM, held on November 25-26, 2021, has yielded three outcome documents, Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has said. The first document is the Chair's Statement, which contains a commitment to strengthen Asia-Europe cooperation, among others, in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, Women Empowerment, Connectivity and Digital Economy, the minister informed in a virtual press briefing followed the 13th ASEM access on Friday night. During the two-day meeting, ASEM leaders highlighted the significance of multilateralism in settling global issues, international development cooperation for achieving the target of SDGs and better recovery from the pandemic, and a strong global health system to anticipate the potential for other pandemics. Let's move on to the international news. Britain announced new measures on Saturday to try to slow the spread of the newly identified Omicron coronavirus, and a top health official said there was a reasonable chance that vaccine could be less effective against it. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said arrivals from all countries would have to self-isolate until receiving a negative result from a PCR test, that face masks must be worn in retail settings, and it was time to step up booster jabs. England will also add Malawi, Mozambique, Zambia and Angola to its travel red list on Sunday, meaning British and Irish residents who arrive in the country must quarantine in a government-approved hotel for 10 days. Non-residents will be refused entry. Switzerland on Saturday widened quarantine requirements to stem the spread of the new Omicron coronavirus variant to travelers arriving from Britain, the Czech Republic, the Netherlands, Egypt and Malawi, where cases have been detected, its health ministry said. On Friday, Switzerland banned direct flights from South Africa and the surrounding region due to the detections of a new COVID-19 variant, while also imposing restrictions on travel from other countries, including Hong Kong, Israel, and Belgium. Australia will introduce legislation to make social media giants provide details of users who post defamatory comments, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Sunday. The government has been looking at the extent of the responsibility of platforms such as Twitter and Facebook for defamatory material published on their sites, and comes after the country's highest court rule that publishers can be held liable for public comments on online forums. The new legislation will introduce a complaints mechanism so that if somebody thinks they are being defamed, bullied, or attacked on social media, they will be able to require the platform to take the material down. Afghan women will be allowed to study at university, but there would be a ban on mixed classes under their rule, the Taliban's acting higher education minister said on Sunday. The hardline Islamist groups that stormed to power in mid-August after ousting the Western-backed government have vowed to rule differently compared to their 90s stint when girls and women were banned from education. The Taliban have yet to announce their government, saying they would wait until after the departure of US and foreign forces. Listener, that was the news. President Joko Widodo attended the 30th anniversary of ASEAN and the People's Republic of China Cooperation virtually from the State Palace, Jakarta on Monday, November 22nd. On this occasion, the president said that during the 30 years, ASEAN and the People's Republic of China have partnered. There have been many concrete collaboration between the two parties, including the economic sector. China has even become ASEAN's largest trading partner for the past 12 years. In 1991, ASEAN-China trade reached $8.36 billion. In 2019, it reached $685.28 billion. According to the president, ASEAN-China trade has increased 82 times in less than 30 years. In addition, the two-way cumulative investment has also exceeded $310 billion over the past 30 years. Thus placing China as the fourth largest source of FDI or foreign direct investment of all ASEAN dialogue partners. According to President Joko Widodo, the strong relationship that exists between ASEAN and China requires hard work, one of which is by building trust, in order to build a stronger and mutually beneficial partnerships in the next 30 years. This mutual trust can be realized if all parties respect international law. The Asian-China partnerships, according to the president, needs to be strengthened to make the region an economic powerhouse. Balanced trade is also very important to continue to strive for. In order to achieve this, the president said Asian-China has a responsibility to create a peaceful and stable region. President Joko Widodo believes that without peace and stability, there will be no prosperity. On the occasion, the president was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Director General of Asian Cooperation at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Sidarto R. Suryodipuro, and Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia for Asian Dery Aman. Started in history with November 28, 1912, when the independence of Albania occurred. Albania is a country located in southeastern Europe. The Albanian Declaration of Independence from the Ottoman Empire was proclaimed in Florae on November 28, 1912. Soon after, the 83 leaders of the Assembly of Florae formed the first Albanian government led by Ismail Kemali and the Council of Elders Plekacia. The success of the Albanian Revolt of 1912 sent a strong signal to neighboring countries that the Ottoman Empire was in a weak state. Moving on to November 28, 1987, when the crash of the South African Airways Flight 295 plane occurred. South African Airways Flight 295 was a Boeing 747 Combi aircraft, which is a variant of the aircraft that allows the use of passengers and cargo space together in the same compartment. On November 28, 1987, this aircraft caught fire in flight and crashed in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Mauritius. This accident killed everyone on board, namely 140 passengers and 19 crew. The crew managed to lower the plane to an altitude of 10,000 feet, recirculated the air, and opened the plane doors to clear the smoke. However, the plane crashed into the sea. Experts estimate the fire in the cargo hold could not be extinguished until the plane plunged into the sea. I'll end today in history with November 28, 2004, when the Orange Revolution began. The Orange Revolution was a series of protests and political events that took place in Ukraine from the late November 2004 to January 2005, right after the end of the 2004 Ukrainian elections. The election was accused of being marred by massive corruption, intimidation of voters, and fraudulent election results. Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, became the center of this revolutionary movement, with thousands of protesters demonstrating every day. The protests that spread across the country were successful, and the election results were annulled and re-elections were held by the government on December 26, 2004. Under pressures from international and local observers, these re-elections were described as clean and free. The final results showed victory for Viktor Yushchenko, who is in the first election was defeated by his rival Viktor Yanukovych. Listener in the segment Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He enclosed audio of English program. Hi, Mr. Bashir, thank you for sending audio for our broadcast. It was really clear. Thank you. Special for you and also other boy listener in Pakistan, here is one beautiful song.
Bintang kecil di langit yang gelap, di mana dirimu tunjukkan rupamu. Bintang kecil di langit yang tinggi, jauh tuh ku sentuh, lihatlah diriku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku, temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup, di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Bintang kecil di malam yang gelap, sunyi sepi galau, ku rindu parasmu. Bintang kecil di malam yang dingin, hangatkan duniaku, ceriakan hatiku. Jangan kau pergi, kembali padaku, temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Kembali padaku, temani sepiku saat malam tiba. Jangan kau redup di telan sang surya, sirna cintamu kala pagi datang. Hangatkan hidupku. Oh, oh.
Bintang kecil di malam yang indah,
sinari terangi, hangatkan hidupku.
Bintang kecil di malam yang indah, sinari terangi, hangatkan hidupku.
Oh, oh, oh. Bintang kecil di malam yang indah, sinari terangi hangatkan hidupku.
Thank you for still being with us, and you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And of course, I will give you another information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Executive Board of eSport Indonesia plans to build a training center for prospective athletes and those who are parts of the coaching program. Indonesian eSports athletes can have one place to perform training, including later national training, regional training, and so on. Head of Public Relations and Communication of eSports Indonesia Executive Board Ashadi Ang stated it. In a virtual discussion on building career paths for eSports athletes and national achievement on Wednesday. According to Ashadi, the athlete coaching program is part of the grand design of the Executive Board of eSport Indonesia. As a start, it will cooperate with all relevant ministries, including the Ministry of Education and Culture and the Ministry of Youth and Sports, to make eSport an extracurricular activity. The plan is, it will enter junior high school and high school as well as vocational levels as a forum for potential development. It will also become the foundation for education about eSports so that they have the right mindset. In addition, the Executive Board of eSport Indonesia will organize programs in schools with the aim that students' mindset are properly directed. The students can arrange their work programs properly and correctly when they finish high schools or vocational school. More than that, early education about eSport, according to Ashadi, can also open up knowledge about the eSport ecosystem, not only being an athlete but also being a component of the ecosystem, one of which is a caster. Furthermore, if they have graduated from vocational or high school, they can continue to the eSport Academy, which will be open to the public. He added, after the eSport Academy is finished, the Executive Board of eSport Indonesia will provide tournaments for them.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかわんてかるバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, we will reply to a message which was taken from a messenger from Dawood Zabarkail in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Zabarkail. I thank you for your reception report and also your compliment. So, keep listening to the Voice of Indonesia. Well, here is a beautiful song for you.
Girl, there's no time to lay in waste. We've been told this is not a time or place. But if we...Put aside our doubts and chase our dreams. There's nothing we can't weather or achieve. Baby, there's no better life ahead. We've gotta try for brighter times and days. But if we put aside our doubts and chase our dreams, there is no one that can stop us from our aims. Just take my pain.Believe in all of this behind. Take a leap of faith with me.
Thank you for still tuned in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies of 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And the next segment, we will present to you Indonesian Wonder. One of the areas in Tegal Regency Central Java, namely Bumi Jawa District, Gendong Village, has a waterfall called Curug Cantel Bumi Jawa. It is located at an altitude of 800 meters above sea level, so it is not surprising that the air is quite cool. This waterfall, which is right under the foot of Mount Slamet, is one of the most beautiful waterfalls in Tegal, and is always crowded with tourists, especially during the holidays. Curug Cantel Bumi Jawa, which is located on the border of Tegal and Brebes, has a height of about 60 meters. Because of its height, it is not recommended to swim under it, because the water that falls is very heavy and can be dangerous. Curug Cantel Bumi Jawa is located between two towering cliffs and decorated with lots of beautiful trees. This waterfall is indeed fascinating. The water flow is slightly stepped at the bottom, like sticking or binding to the cliff beside it. The situation is called by local residents as Cumantel, which means sticking to each other. Therefore, this waterfall is called Curug Cantel. The water from the Cantel Bumi Jawa waterfall is cold, clear, clean, and very refreshing. Although it is not allowed to swim in the pool under the waterfall, you can still feel the freshness of the Cantel waterfall through the splashes of water. Although the location of the Cantel Bumi Jawa waterfall is strategic, the path to this waterfall is quite extreme. You have to walk along rivers, hills, and forests to reach this waterfall. This is perfect for those of you who like adventure. Curug Cantel opens at 8:30 a.m. to 600 hours p.m. every day. The facilities at this waterfall are complete, such as large parking area, bathrooms, a prayer room for Muslims, and food stalls. There are several things that must be considered so that your trip to Curug Cantel has a deep impression. You must pay attention to the weather condition before leaving. Because it is located between cliffs, it will be very dangerous if it rains heavily. The most important thing is to follow the rules imposed by the manager.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, I would like to say hello to Wasif Ahmed in Bangladesh. Thank you for the New Year's greeting. Here is a beautiful song for you and for your listeners club in Bangladesh.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum. Lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sambut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Kata mereka, bersama kita sambut malam ini. Bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sambut
malam ini akan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita sambut
just listen to the third song, and of course for the next segment we'll present to you our miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
University of Indonesia team won the gold medal at the 2021 International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition, or IGEM, in Paris, France, held on November 4 to 14, 2021. The team consists of 14 students who come from different faculties in the university. The achievement East University of Indonesia sport gold medal since its participation in the event from 2013. This year, the competition was followed by more than 352 teams from all over the world. The International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition, or iGEM, is an annual synthetic biology competition held by iGEM Foundation, an international non-profit organization headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, United States. iGEM started as a student's project conducted at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology campus, which was later developed to become the largest synthetic biology competition in the world. The University of Indonesia team, which consisted of students from the faculties of medicine, mathematics and natural sciences, engineering and faculty of dentistry, raised a project entitled HelicoStrike that focuses on designing E. coli that can destroy H. pylori biofilms and kill them. Team leader Kevin Chua, through a press release on Thursday, said his team designed a working method in which E. coli bacteria were modified with synthetic biological methods so that they could kill H. pylori bacteria in the human digestive system, which is one of the factors causing peptic ulcers, chronic gastritis, and gastric cancers of the gastrointestinal tract. According to him, the design of this method is important as an effort to reduce the risk of antibiotic resistance related to conventional treatment of H. pylori infection. Kevin Chua said this project was very important for the community in Indonesia, considering the prevalence of the H. pylori infections in the country reached 22.1%. It is known from interviews and research results conducted by the Dean of the Faculty of Medicine of University of Indonesia, Professor Arifah Rial Syam, that several ethnic groups in Indonesia have a high susceptibility to the H. pylori infection, namely the Batak, Bugis, and Papuan tribes. This design has several advantages, including being more patient-friendly. Kevin said this design has several advantages, including being more patient-friendly. He hopes that when it becomes a product, HelicoStrike will be made in the form of yogurt, so that it is easier to consume than drugs in general, but still has high effectiveness. In addition, with this design, it is also hoped that the patient treatment can run effectively and efficiently without the use of many drugs. Conventional treatment currently uses a combination of antibiotics, which treatment takes 10 to 14 days. The number of types of drugs that must be consumed and the length of time they take antibiotics can make patients tired and do not finish them, thus increasing the risk of antibiotic resistance. The research process of this team was carried out under the guidance of Dr. Budiman Bella from the Department of Microbiology, assisted by the entire research team from the Research Center for Virology and Pathobiology, Cancer University of Indonesia. Dr. Budiman said that this achievement was an extraordinary thing, considering that it was certainly not easy to prepare for this competition in a pandemic atmosphere that has limited human movement a lot.
cinta yang ku impikan saat bersama. Adakah cinta yang kau hadirkan dalam suasana? Ada senyum saat ku lihat kedua mata. Kau membalas rasa ini terbuai pesona. Kau tanyakan dalam angan-angan,
temukan
diriku kasih bila kau pahami hal yang sama. Kecewa sambut hangat cinta yang ada, yeah, yeah.
Temukan
diriku kasih, jangan kau ragu untuk melangkah, yeah. Mungkinkah kau bawa satu rasa cinta yang telah lama ku tunggu darimu. Rasa itu datang dan pergi tanpa menentu. Oh, oh, oh. Bagaimana bila ku buka semua rahasia? Akankah kau yakinkan cinta? Kau tanyakan dalam angan-angan,
temukan
diriku kasih bila kau pahami hal yang sama. Oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Semua tanya ungkap kata yang terpendam lama. Oh, 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 oh.
Hapuskan
rasa kecewa sambut hangat cinta yang ada, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Temukan
diriku kasih, jangan kau ragu untuk melangkah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present to you a song by Ari Lasso. Ari Lasso has continued to work as a soloist in the Indonesian music industry for approximately 20 years. His latest work is entitled Jangan Pasrah. This is a simple song that expresses a beautiful message about love. It contains the sincerity of love, hope, and the attitude of not giving up on circumstances. The song was composed by Gito Huang and assisted by reliable guitarist Pai Burman as a producer. Jangan Pasrah was released simultaneously on various music streaming services on November 26, 2021. Recently, Ari Lasso has been diagnosed with lymphoma cancer. His fans considered the song as reflecting Ari Lasso's spirit in fighting his illness. Listener, here is Ari Lasso with Jangan Pasrah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hey kamu di situ, aku butuh penjelasanmu tentang semua tingkah lakumu tiap hari manjakan diriku. Sejak saat itu kau selalu beri perhatianmu, seakan-akan diriku lah pacarmu. Kita hanyalah sebastian, sebatas teman tanpa kepastian, saling suka dan saling sayang, tapi sayang
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves on frequencies 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestions and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Instagram account, voice.of.indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.